when I would do a summary of the whole center, is try to get so many things going on in the city and interconnected, so just try to put it into a package. I hope we'll do it all today. So let's just continue with the Gemara. So on the base, Bamar Bechanon. Ein Chatzin Ezek Cholok, Leil Rishus Yodin, Leil Rishus Ha'arabim. Bechanon said that Chatzin Ezek is chayab not only in Rishus Yodin, but in Rishus Ha'arabim as well. Gemara in Koimoy, it's a drosher. Gemara asks, how do we know Karen is chayab Rishus Ha'arabim? Maybe Karen's only chayab Rishus Ha'arabim, like Shein V'Regel. So Gemara says, Rishus is a drosher, the Chatzos Kaspo is extra posuk, but the din of Chatzin Ezek is everywhere. Not only Rishus Ha'arabim, but in Rishus Ha'arabim as well. So Gemara thinks that this is the Rosh about all Chatzin Ezek. So it's not only about Karen, but it's about Chatzin Ezek Tzuras too. But Chatzin Ezek is not Cholok, Leib B'Shus Yochid, Leib B'Shus HaRabim. My life, it is a B'Shus HaRabim, Ezek B'Shus HaRabim. So Gemara says, no. Look, it is a B'Shus Yochid, Ezek B'Shus HaRabim, rather Ezek B'Shus HaYochid. Ya'am etakir enka anochi yesh kalam lehad ribi. So even though Chatzin Ezek is not Cholok, it doesn't mean that it's always chayav b'shus rabim. It means it's a mishkachas that it's chayav b'shus rabim. In the case where it was itisa b'shus rabim, v'zikah b'shus hayochid, people say makir Rav Yechon and Akeren. Maybe Rav Yechon is not talking about tzoras at all. Chatzin Ezek, the posuk of the chotzus kaspa, is talking about chatzin Ezek of Karen Tav. Maybe it's not a drosh about chatzin Ezek tzoras altogether. So stama is l'chora. Again, it goes back to the issue: are we goyis hirubata? We're not goyis hirubata. If we're not goyis hirubata, so fine, I understand. The Rav Yirim Yosofik was about Chatzin Ezek Tzoras in general. Is it Chayav B'Shus HaRabim or not? So the Gemara thought Rav Yechon's drosh is going on all Chatzin Ezek, including Chatzin Ezek Tzoras. If that's the case, it says in this drosh that Chatzin Ezek Tzoras is Chayav B'Shus HaRabim. At least it's Mishkachas L'B'Shus HaRabim. So fine, son, I understand the Gemara. But if you go as Ubatah, so that means by regular Chatzin Ezek Tzoras, you're about to put B'Shus HaRabim. The suffix is only about Chatzin Ezek of Biot, a special kind of. The suffix is only about Tzoras of Bat. So, and what's the suffix? So, if we understand the suffix, if we go to Bat, so that means Rav Yirmi himself was only Masufik about Tzoras of Bat. But regular tzoras is for sure part of b'shus rabim. So what's the salka daitich to bring from Rav Yechon? How could Rav Yechon be going on tzoras? Tzoras is about a part of b'shus rabim. Well, you're all alive, all the me'olam, to think that tzoras is chayav b'shus rabim. Even Rav Yirmi, you had the suffix. You only had the suffix by tzoras of b'ato. But regular tzoras is certainly part of b'shus rabim. So how does that? If Rav Yechon is going on tzoras, that altogether makes no sense. So I think this depends. If we understand, what are the tzadliya suffix of Rav Yirmiyah? This goes to what I was talking about yesterday. What are the tzadliya suffix of Rav Yirmiyah? So the pshutai, the pashut understanding of Rav Yirmiyah, not like I said yesterday, the naive understanding of Rav Yirmiyah, is that the suffix is it regular or is it Karen? Tzoris al-yidei biyut, is it regular or is it Karen? There's certainly such a thing as tzoris of regal, less regular tzoris, that's certainly part of b'shus rabim. There's such a thing as Karen. Karen is chayav b'shus rabim. Tzoris al-yidei biyut, is it regal? Is it regular tzoris and it's regal? But maybe no, it's not the tzoras of regal, it's the tzoras of Karen. If you learn like that, then the Gemara here is a pellet. We always knew that Karen is chayav b'shus, that Karen is chayav b'shus rabim. That's the Gemara says, and if Rav Yochanan is talking about Karen, so there's no problem. That's the last teretz in the Gemara. Kikom Rav Yochanan at Karen. Karen, of course, is chayav b'shus rabim. We have a suffix about Rav Yochanan's suffix, and tzoras, on the other hand, tzoras is certainly part of b'shus rabim. The shayla is the case of tzoras. Is it tzoras al yidei be'ita? Is it Karen or is it regal? So what does that do to Rav Yochanan's drasha? Rav Yochanan's drasha is certainly only going on Karen. It's not going on tzoras of regal. It's going on Karen. Karen is chayav b'shus rabim. Karen is not cholok leib b'shus rabim leib b'shus yochid. Tzoras of regal is certainly pot b'shus rabim. Now you have a suffix about tzoras al yidei be'ita. Is that tzoras of regal? But maybe it's not tzoras. Maybe it goes into Karen, like nafkami tzoras. Nafka mitol of the regal, and it becomes Karen, like Rashi said in Rova. So it becomes Karen, and then it's not in the halacha of tzoras. So what does that do? What do you want from Rav Yechon? You have a suffix about a particular case if it's Karen or if it's regal. We know the dinim. The dinim are regal is choluk, regal is potub shisarabim. And tzoras is also potub shisarabim. We know that Karen is chayav shisarabim. Now you have a funny case that it's a little bit Tzoris, a little bit Terence. You can't decide where to put it. So if it's, maybe it goes with Tzoris of Regal. Maybe it's Tzoris. Maybe it's Regal. Maybe because it's Tzoris, it's Regal. Or maybe no. Maybe it becomes Karen. What do you want from Rebbe Yochanan? It's like the Gemara being a Raya. Toshma, you see that Karen is Chayav Shisaram. So what do you want? Fine. But this is maybe not Karen. Maybe this is Regal. And then it's Potip Shisaram. So what do we see in Rebbe Yochanan? The Chor from here is again a Raya to what I said yesterday. Rabbi Yirmiya Suffolk was never like Alderach that Rashi said in Rov in Lishnakama. Is it because it's Mishunah? Maybe it's Nafkami Torah Suris. Maybe it's Nafkami told the Regal. Maybe it's Nafkami Din Suris. It becomes Karen and now it's not Suris anymore. That was never the Suffolk. Rabbi Yirmiya Suffolk was, Rabbi Yirmiya is sure that it's Suris. And Rabbi Yirmiya is sure that it's Regal. Rabbi Yirmiya is sure that it's Regal. Yirmiya Sofik is, even though it's regal, but since it's al yedei be'ita, it's al yedei shinui, maybe we can learn out from Karen that a maisa mishunah is chayav b'shus haram. But it doesn't stop being a tolu the regal. It doesn't stop being tzoris and tzoris, the hilchus of tzoris that it's a tolu the regal. That's Rashi Shita, the hilchus of tzoris that it's a tolu the regal. This doesn't stop being tzoris. It's still tzoris, it's still regal, but since it's a maisa mishunah, so maybe it's chayav shus rabim anyway. So then I hear more what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, look, Rav Yochanan said a drasha that ain chatzin ezek cholok loy b'shus rabim loy b'shus yochid, which the Gemara understands to mean that the din of chatzin ezek is always mishkachas loy b'shus rabim. All chatzin ezek could have a chayav b'shus rabim. So maybe chatzin ezek of Karen, regular chatzin ezek of Karen, yeah, we understand it's chayav shus rabim. But what about chatzin ezek tzoris? How is chatzin ezek tzoris ever mishkachas lavishus rabim? Because it says in Rabbi Yochanan's drasha that all different kinds of chatzin ezek are mishkachas lavishus rabim. So the chatzin ezek of tzoris must also be mishkachas lavishus rabim. Well, how is the chatzin ezek of tzoris mishkachas lavishus rabim? Says the Gemara, it must be al yedei be'ito. Because al yedei be'ito, there you have a case that a chatzin ezek tzoris, it's still tzoris, doesn't that nafka mitzoris tzoris? There you have a case where chatzin ezek of tzoris is chayav b'shus rabim. Moira says, no, it's not a riot. Maybe he's talking about Bata b'shus rabim, b'itiza b'shus rabim, b'zika b'shus hayochid. That's a case where Tzoris is chayav b'shus rabim. Or maybe he's talking about, or maybe Thomas says he's talking about Chatzin Ezek of Karen, he's not talking about Tzoris at all. But Kaponim, this Gemara also makes no sense. Unless we understand, it's Muchach, I think this nails it down. That the Suffolk of Yirmiya, it's not like the Suffolk of Rov and Lishna Kama. Right, you remember going back to the kindness of Lishna Kama, Hainu Bayadir of Yirmiya. Here it's Mukuch. I said this yesterday from the earlier Hemshech Lugumar, but here I think it's even closer to the surface. It's Mukuch that the way Rashi presented the Bayah of Rav and Lishna Kama. Is it regal and then is it because it's service, is it regal? Or do I say no? Since it's Mishunah, it becomes Karen and it's Nafkamid in service. It's Nafkamid told with the regal. That can't be the Suffolk of Rav Yirmiya. Because then if Yirmiya Suffolk is by Pita, is it Tzoris or is it not Tzoris anymore and it becomes Karen? Is it Chatzin Ezek Tzoris and then or is it Chatzin Ezek of Karen? Doesn't make any sense. Then what do we want from Rebbe Yochanan? So Kochach, it's a Vadach, it's certainly Tzoris. There's no question that it's not going to be Tzoris. And if it's Tzoris, presumably it's Regal, because Shita's Rashi is a Tzoris. The Aloch of Tzoris is that it's a total Regal. Suffolk is, but maybe it's Chayav B'shus Rabim anyway, because it's a Maisa Mishunah. Maybe we can learn out from Karen that a Maisa Mishunah has a Chayav Shmir B'shus Rabim. Okay, that's the end of the sugya for the tzoris. So let's go back to the very beginning just to sum up. So the sugya really began in the morning Yitzayim with base with the shaila. Rabbi the shaila. What's this in the tzoris? Manoshak. It's kerit the gufa. Then you should be chayiv nezek shalom. Kerit is lach the gufa. Then you should be chayiv chatzi. Then you should be potter completely. And the Gemara answer. The Gemara is masik. The oilam kerit the gufa. But chatzi nezek tzoris is a hilchasa. So we saw a book brought from the Baal Nachas David that he asked him. The Nachas David asked the book there. What's more, Suffolk and Kolot Harikula Kriches Kegufa. The other Mazik of Avada Kriches Kegufa. It's a pasuk even when it says our Barzal Menaitz. Avada in Kolot Harikula Kriches Kegufa. Why over here all of a sudden by Tzoris we might have a Suffolk? So Bochber answered him that by Niskei Memoinoi, you need to have what it has to belong to one of the arba avos nizikim. That's the surbasa hanochel. That's not so possible. It has to belong to one of the avos nizikim. It's not like a biskrov, but it has to belong to one of the avos nizikim. And the avos nizikim have a certain surah. You know, regal has a certain surah, and karen has a certain surah, a certain paradigm the Torah describes. And to the degree that you deviate from that paradigm, it's not regal. It's a muscle. Even regal, if it was b'shlif shaleh, b'prumbi yishu b'piyo, it becomes a total regal, even though logically there's no difference. It doesn't matter. The minute you deviate from the paradigm, the way the Torah describes it, so you're not in the parasha of regal. So the Gemara has this, so the sofa boys, maybe koichai, so Rav is saying, maybe tell me koichai is not regal altogether. Maybe koichai is so far from the paradigm of regal that it doesn't go into the parasha of regal and Torah. And if it doesn't go to the parasha of regal and Torah, then maybe it should be potter. Maybe not. That was Rav Sofik. He doesn't understand. If it goes into the parasha of regal, it should be chayav completely. And if it doesn't go into the parasha of regal, then it should be potter altogether. It's not like Briskov, because he's saying if it doesn't go into the parasha of regal, it's potter altogether. The Briskov held that even if you don't belong to any of the dalei avos nizikin, you're still chayav with the matzah. Chayav b'chmeres havana only works if you go not like the Briskov. You have to belong to. There's only four. You have to go through one of the sha'arim to be chayav in this kima mind. You have to be regal, you have to be keren, you have to be something. You have to have a label. And koichai, that was Rav Sofik. Koichai, does it have a label of regal? Does not have a label of regal. If it has, it should be nezek shol. If it doesn't have, it should be potter. The answer is, it's koichai, that it's a hilchas gemir. That's what Rav explained, the Rav Sofik. I wanted to suggest, maybe the Sofik a little bit differently, that the Sofik is the gavichi of shmira. Of course, koichai is kegufei, but odom amazik. What you do all day koichai, it's called that you did it. The shayl is by niskei memoinoi. The chiyuv of niskei memoinoi comes from the chiyuv of shmira. Kol shechavti b'shmirasa yechshavti is niskei. I have to have a chiyuv of shmira in order to be chayiv in my niskei behemta. If I wasn't pashay in the shmira, like hakonis toim levira v'nol b'fenei karoi, v'nol b'fenei karoi, you're potter. There has to be some negligence in the chiyuv of shmira. So maybe you could say, Rav Sofik was koichai kegufei, laf kegufei was. Is there a chiyuv of shmira on koichai? If there is, then you should be chayav nezek shol. If there's not, you should be potter completely, because you're honest. The answer is there is a chiyav shmira, but there's hilchos gemira law that it's only chatzi, only to the extent of chatzi nezek. Then we also discuss the Rosh asks. The Gemara is masik lo elam koyche kegufay, but it's hilchos gemira law. So the Rosh asks, why didn't the Gemara say fakert lo elam koyche lav kegufay, but there's hilchos gemira law hachmir? Well, you tell me, like, La'olam Koyche Kegufay and Svarah Shabin Ezek Sholem and the Halachas Megareya. Maybe it's just the opposite. Maybe La'olam and Svarah Koyche is Lav Kegufay, but the Halachas coming L'Hoysef. So the Rosh answer is that the Gemara knew that the Halachas coming L'Gareya. And he's Medamit to the Gemara by Sukkah, where the Gemara says the Hilchas is Megareya, the Doif and Shlishi, and makes it into a Tefach. So I asked, first of all, but is that true? Every Halachal Moshim Sinai in the world is only L'Kula. There's no Halachal Moshim Sinai that are ever coming to say a Chumah. That's a big bombshell. Number two, even by Sukkah itself, that's not, there is a man the Omer in the Gemara in Sukkah that it's just the opposite. The Gemara says in Rav Shimon that maybe it says Besukkah's the street famine, and the Halach is Moshe, a fourth type, and that's a Tefach. So you see, it's not so axiomatic. You know, there's a the particular Hilchos of Sukkah is a coming Lagareh, is a coming Lahoysef, but not that it's an ironclad rule. You see, there's a sheet over there that it's actually not that way. So I wanted to say pshat in the Rosh. The Rosh doesn't mean that it's always the case that the halacha is l'kulam. The Rosh means that there's two ways to understand the halacha of tzoros. We can understand the halacha of tzoros that is coming from mechadish, a new mazik, a new shem mazik of tzoros. Or we can understand the halacha of tzoros that is coming to be mekel in the mazik of regal. So the Gemara, so if you would say koichi lav kegufay, so the Rosh understood that koichi lav kegufay means it's not regal. Sort of like Rav Bachver said. But the shayla of koichai kegufay is it regular or is it not regal? The Rosh understood koichai kegufay means it's not regal. Well, if it's not regal in svara, and yet there's a hilchasa, then it means the hilchasa be mechadish some new ma'av that's not regal. The Gemara was kimlei that the halacha of tzara is not to be mechadish a new av. It's to make shinuyim in the av of regal. But not that it's a halacha that's mechadish. Not that it couldn't be. Maybe there could be a hilchasa that is mechadish in nuav. It's not like a you know It's not a Neseres HaDibris that you can't have a halacha l'es mechadish shenuah. But the Gemara is Kimle that this hilchus is not coming to mechadish shenuah. This is a hilchus that's coming to tell me dinim and regal. It's not coming to mechadish shenuah. Mimela, it must be that kaychik agufi and jili regal and halacha now just saying, but this kind of regal is more common. This kind of regal has a lesser tashlum. And what he wants from the Gemara in Sukkah is just to show me a model where you find taka hilchasa that doesn't invent a new doifin, but it qualifies an old doifin. It's mekil, it's megareya, in an old and existing doifin. Of course, there's another opinion there. The other opinion thinks that hilchasa works differently. He's not telling that all hilchasas have to work this way. He's just showing me that some hilchasas work this way. There is such a thing as a hilchasa that's megareya in an existing doifin. So here as well, the hilchasa of tzaris is coming to megareya in an existing avav, in an existing avav red. But that was the hesber in the rush. Damn it, I'll just tell you now, I didn't mention it at the time, I saw it later, the Goyin in Simon Shin Sadi, B'Sai Chadvarim, it's Mashman the Goyin that he understood the Rai of the Rosh is because most of the opinions in Sukkah hold that it's coming with Gareya. That's a little bit, not like I'm saying. I mean, not a little bit, that's not like I'm saying. If that's what the Goyin means, I'm not sure that's what he means, but it sounds like he's saying that the Rosh means, you see, most of the opinions in Sukkah hold that it's coming with Gareya. Chari means that's the Rai, because most of the opinions, so Mishtama, that's the, you know, that's the default setting. Okay. Fine, I don't know. If that's what the going means, then it's not what I said. The Maisa we saw in the Rif in the beginning of the Masechta says that Tzoris is halacha Moshe Misinai, Hilchasa Gemirila de Memainu. This is Lashon in the Gemara, but in the Gemara you could say Hilchasa Gemirila, and therefore it's Memainu. More in Tezvah, and in Ksuvus Memal. But the Rif calls the Gemara Kilu, the Hilchasa Gemirila de Memainu. That in the halacha Moshe Misinai it says that Tzchatzi Dezik Tzoris is Mamun and Naknas. So the Rosh says, why do I need a. Why don't I need a hilchasa for that? The halacha of tzaris is only coming to be mekel in regal. It's coming to be mekel in the tzaris of regal, like the Gemara kaychik gufa. So of course it's memoina. Forget without the halacha mishina, you'd be chayiv nezik shalom. Kari is mekel now chas rechmano. You only chayiv chatzi nezik. Why should I think that it's a knas? I don't need the halacha to tell me that it's not a knas. So what's pshat in the riff? So I thought the pshat in the riff is that the riff holds. Fakert in Svara Koichoi maybe is Lat Gufa, and the Halacha Moshe Misini is coming to Mechadish and Mazik Mechudish. But either Gemara says Koichoi Kegufa, the Gemara means after this Halacha Moshe Misini, the Halacha Moshe Misini says that it's Momen and Naknas. If it's Momen and Naknas, then it means that it's Koichoi Kegufa. That means Koichoi Kegufa doesn't mean that it's regal or not regal. Koichoi Kegufa or not Kegufa doesn't mean is it regular or is it not regular. Koichoi Kegufa means is it. Is it niskei behemtli or not? Is there a chiv shmir or not? So the Gemara says in Svara maybe koychel afka gufay, maybe there's no chiv shmir and it would only be a knas. But since the hilchasa gemirila de mamainu says that it's mammon, that means the hilchasa says there is a chiv shmir. It is niskei behemtli that you're responsible for. So in Mela that's called koychel kagufay. When the Gemara says la'olam koychel kagufay, the Gemara doesn't mean in Svara koychel kagufay the halachas is coming l'gareya. Gemara means that the Gemara Rava had said is koychik gufoy, that means there's a chiyuv shmir, so you're chayv. And if there's no chiyuv shmir, koychik lav gufoy, so it's not niskei behemta that you're responsible for, then what's the svara? You should be chayv, you should be potel lagamre. So the answer is that there's a hilchasa de memainu that tells me that there is a chiyuv shmir, but only to the extent of chatzin nezek. We can say it a little bit differently in the Rif. In the light of things that we say later, say slightly differently in the Rif. That maybe la'olam koyche kagufay is a svar. When the Rosh says la'olam koyche kagufay, maybe the Rif concedes to the Rosh that koyche kagufay means that it's a svar. But the Rif understood that the hilchasa gemirila tells me that to l'seim lav koyetzim them. The hilchasa gemirila is a svar. Koyche kagufay is a svar. But even after the svar would only be a toldah. And now the hilchasa gemirila tells me that this told is lav kriyetzibah. It's not kriyetzibah of the av. It's not chayv nezik shalom. Once it's not kriyetzibah of the av, so maybe you should be potel gamri. Or maybe, and you can't be potel gamri, the hilchasa says it's chatzin ezek, but maybe it's taka knas. Meaning, if I had no halach at all, so then I would say, avada kriyche kegufay, it's even if it's a tolda, but told the same kriyetzibah. It's not so far removed. But now there's a hilchasa that says that shayris is not told the same kriyetzibah. So in the Hilchasa itself, it says that Tzoris is that it's in the Hilchasa Gemirah of Tzoris. It says that even though In Svara it's a toldah, but this toldah is not created, but it has to be. Because it's not there, you see, it's not chayav nezek shalom. Once the Hilchas tells me that this toldah is not kayotze bai, so maybe it's altogether a knas. In other words, maybe Ikar Adin should be brought to Lagame. Maybe the Hilchas is telling me lav kayotze bai, you should be brought to Lagame, and the chatzin ezek is a knas. So I need the Hilchas to tell me also that toldah same lav kayotze bai, but it's still mamayin. And a right to this is from the Rambam. The Rambam holds that by regal kayot kaycha is potter. So we had a probably half an hour say koyach koyach is potter, but the Gemara says in Sumchus that koyach koyach is a vada chaya. Do we have a shaila if there's a hilchus of a koyach koyach? There's no for chatzinezek in Sumchus. So Rashi had a sotik in Sumchus. Is there hilchus of the koyach koyach is chatzinezek, or is there no hilchus and koyach koyach is nezek shalom? But there's no tzad in Sumchus that is potter. But in the Rabbanon, the Rambam paskins that koyach koyach is potter. Why? You see in the Gemara that in Sumchus there was no tzad that is potter. So he said in the Rambam, and it works very well in the Rif as well, that in Svara koyach koyach is certainly chayev. Because at worst it's a told until the same kayetzibem. But according to the Rabbanon, there's a hilchas of the told the same lav kayetzibem. Once told the same lav kayetzibem, then koyach koyach could be potter, is potter legamri. Because if it's lav kayetzibem, and for koyach koyach you don't have a hilchas of chatzin ezek, so koyach koyach is potter legamri. Well, the same way koyach koyach is potter legamri, maybe koyach is only a knas. So I need a hilchas to tell me, no, koyach koyach is memoyin, it's not knas. Fine. Then we had to buy a Rova. Rova to buy on the Yechesimid. On the Yechesimid Aleph. Is Tzoyeris Mishala Megufay Oymin Aliyah. The Gemara here is not Peshit the Baya. So it's not so clear. What are the Tzodei Abaya? Gemara doesn't really speak out. What are the Tzodei Abaya? Gemara doesn't say anything. Gemara says something. Gemara says, Le Matzinu, that chatzin ezek is mishalem min aliyah, and the other end, lemetzino urche is mishalem migufay. So what is it? So you could understand pshatin gemara's bayah. I guess the simplest way to understand pshatin gemara's bayah, certainly in the words of the gemara, it works. The most easy is that it's a bayah not about what is tzoris, is it regular, is it karen, one of these global bayahs like we'll have later. It's a local bayah legabe migufay min aliyah. Is every tashlumin of chatzin ezek migufay? Maybe from Karen, I see a gili musa that chatzin ezek is always mishalam migufay, and it's like it's a binyan up. You see by Karen that chatzin ezek is mishalam migufay. So zebon up that whenever you have chatzin ezek in the Torah, chatzin ezek is always migufay. Not because tzoris is Karen. No, tzoris has nothing to do with Karen. We're not being nochus whether tzoris has anything to do with Karen. But it's just a local. It's an issue in chatzin ezek. Maybe every chatzin ezek has to be migufay. Or maybe not. Maybe only Karen is migufay. But this is not Karen. This is regal, so it's not migufay. That's certainly one way to understand the bayah of Rav. That's the simplest way to understand the bayah of Rav. And not very well, maybe, but that's the pshat in that particular bayah of Rav. However, there's maybe another possibility. The Rif paskins that Tzoris is definitely mishtalim mi, and the Rambam also, that chatzin ezek Tzoris is mishtalim in aliyah. Not migufay. I, Rav, wasn't pleasure to the bayah. So the Ramban explains that the Rif held that even though Rava had a suffet, but Gemara says that Gimel the Rava Pshita, that the Rapapa was Pasha, that it is Mishalim and Aliyah. So the Rama paskin like the Pshita the Rapapa, rather than like the suffet of Rava, because the Rama holds that's the Klagodol, that if one Amara is Mesupik, or one Amara is not Mesupik, especially if he's the Rebbe of the one who was Mesupik, so then you go with the one who's not Mesupik. So Rapapa was the Rebbe, and he was for sure, he was certain, Rava was only Mesupik, so the Rif paskin is like Rapapa. That's how the Ramban explains the Rif. That's what some of Shabbat in the Rif. Yes, the Ramban, but he doesn't understand. If you look at the Gemara Daf Gimel, it's not some of the Gemara Daf Gimel, really, their papa was Pshitle. The Gemara only said that in the beginning. Because the Gemara said, their papa said to the same Lav Yeshbim, Kayetzibim, Yeshbim, Lav Kayetzibim. And the Gemara said, what's the Tol the same Lav Kayetzibim that our papa was talking about? It's talking about Chatzin Ezek Tzoris. In fact, the Gemara, my Carly told the regal. It's Chatzin Ezek, so who says it's a Tol the regal at all? So I got like, why are you calling it a toldah regal? It doesn't pay as much as regal. So the Gemara says, l'shalem min aliyah. In fact, the Gemara, but Rava was misapkalei. So the Gemara's initial answer was, but Rapapa was pshitalei. Then the Gemara says, but Rava also holds that it's regal. So according to Rava, am I calling it toldah regal? If he has the suffix on the tzad, it's migufa, so why is it called toldah regal? So the Gemara answers that L'paitri b'shusha rabim. So now that L'paitri b'shusha rabim is enough reason to call it a toldah deregel, So maybe that's why Rav Papa also called it a Toldo de Regel. So how do you know what Rav Papa holds about the Baya of Minag Megufa or Minaliyah? So Rabban remains with the Kasha. So I wanted to say that that maybe the Rif held that the Pshat and Rav's Baya, Rav's Baya is Megufa or Minaliyah, the Pshat and the Baya was, and Ms. Tysus asks, how come Rav was Mesapkale, but he was Pasha to him that it's Mishalim, that it's Potom Shisram? Rav agrees that it's Potom Shisram. Tysus is Potom Shisram. He's only Mesapkale whether it's Megufa or Minaliyah. In fact, Tysus, what's the difference? The same way it's Pshitale that it's Potom Shisram, so it should be Pshitale that it's Mishalim, Minaliyah. So Tosfos answers that there was that for sure Tzoros can't be more chomer than Regel, since the Hilchos is Lachol, Tzoros can't be more chomer than Regel. So you want to be mechayev b'shus Rabim, you want to make it more chomer than Regel. That's not possible. But Lagabi Megufay, that maybe we do learn that from Keren, that it's more kal than Regel. It's only Mishtal and Megufay. Maybe that much we could learn that from Keren. So I thought maybe the Rif had a different malach. The Rif thought the difference is that Lagabi Lepoitev b'shus Rabim, that's totally in the Etzim Shei Mazik. Because the Shem Mazik of Regel has to be Vashilach Ubir B'Steyachah. Vashilach has Biru Ubir B'Steyachah. That goes to the Etzim Shem Mazik. And there Rav was particularly the Shem Mazik is Regel. But the Baya of Migufa Yom and Aliyah, that's a Baya in the Tashlumen. In the Tashlumen of Tzoros. Maybe the Tashlumen of Tzoros doesn't belong to Regel at all. Maybe the Tashlumen of Tzoros belongs to the Parsha of the Tashlumen of Keren. That was Rav HaSofik. Since that's Rav HaSofik, so if Rav Papa said to the same Kayetzibam, it must be that it's Pshitulay, that it's a Tolda Regel, even Lagabi the Tashlumen. Because if the reason why Tzoros is Chatzinezik is because it's a Tolda of Keren, so it's not Lav Kayetzibay. The fact that Tzoros is Chatzinezik is not because it's different than the Av. It's not different than the Av. It's just when it comes to the Tashlumen, it has a different Av, namely Keren, and it's exactly Kayetzibay of Keren. If you in Rav HaSofik, if you hold like that side in Rav, that Tzoros, even though it's spoken to Shabbat, the Shem of Azik is still regal. But the Chi of Tashlumen is Chatzin Nezik Migufoy, that's because the Chi of Tashlumen of Tzoros is the Chi of Tashlumen of Keren. It's in the Parshas Tashlumen of Keren. So then it's not Lav Kayotzibay of the Av, it's Kayotzibay of the Av, except that the Av, when it comes to the Tashlumen, is not regal, but rather Keren. The Lashon of Papa was to the same Lav Kayotzibay. It's Muchach and Rapapa that even when it comes to the Tashlumen, Tzoros is a Tolda Regel, except that Regel itself has a different Tashlumen for the Av and for the Tolda. It's Muchach and Rapapa that the Parshas Tashlumen of Tzoros is not the Tarpa, is not the Parshas Tashlumen of Keren, but rather the Parshas Tashlumen of Regel, in which case it's Minhaliyah, not Mikufa. That's why Rapapa is a Pshitus to the Baya of Rav. So if that's the case, you see a different Mahalach in Rav's Baya. Rav's Baya is what Parshas Tashlumen, right to the Rif, what Parshas Tashlumen does Tzoros belong to? The Parshas Tashlumen of Regel or the Parshas Tashlumen of Keren? Truth is, even a Tosis here, see, that the Havon and Rav's Baya is not, I know for sure it's regal, but maybe every chatzinezik is mishtal and mikufay. Because then, what's Tosis' problem and what's Tosis' kashin of Gimel? Tosis, why was Rav b'shitul and it's part of b'shusharabim, but it's miboyle whether it's mikufay or minaliyah? I should have said a pasha to answer. Yeah, of course, it's part of b'shusharabim because it's regal. Maybe the reason why it might be mishtal and mikufay is because maybe that's halacha and chatzinezik that every chatzinezik in the world is mishtal and mikufay. You see, Tosis didn't answer that. You see, in Tosis that the study as sofik of Rav. Or is the Chi of Tashlumen of Tzoros learned that from Regel, learned that from Keren? And Rav, Tosfos therefore has a problem. But the point of Rav and Rav was sure that it's not learned that from Regel. So what's the difference over here? So Tosfos's answer is to be mechalik from the Kula and the Chumrah. The Kula's of Regel it for sure has, but the Gabi Chumrah maybe. It certainly doesn't. It certainly has the Kula's of Regel. It's part of Shusharab. Tzoros for sure has the Kula's of Regel because the Hilchos of the Hakam. Rav Sofik is, but what about the Chumrah of Regel? To be Mishalim and Aliyah. Maybe when it comes to the Chumrus of Regel, it has the dinim of Keren. Fine. Then we come to the Yitzes and the base. I hope this is valuable. Well, the recording for sure will be Bible. Yechesim Beis, we have the Bayi of Yesh Adol Tzeres. Rav is Bayi of Yesh Adol Tzeres. That's why I'm the heart of the sugya and the most difficult part of the sugya. So Rav had this Bayi of Yesh Adol Tzeres. And we have two Lashonis in Rashi, Tosis. Tosis also has an opinion. What's exactly the, what's the pshat in this Bayi? So Rashi and Lashon HaKama learns the Bayi of Yesh Adol Tzeres is talking about Tzeres Al Yidei Shinu. Tzeres Kir Chayu for sure has no Hador. Rashi says Tzeres Kir Chayu. The behemoth is minding its own business. What does it matter if it does it one time, does it 100 times? It can't become more rogel to be matis seres. That's it was urchi in the first place. So that's the axiomatic, according to Lishna Kama, that in seres kir chayu, the concept of hadah makes no sense. But we're talking here about hadah of seres halidei shinoi. And the bayi is seres halidei shinoi, says Rashi. How do I look at it? Do I look at it that since it's seres, it's a total of regel? And if it's a regel, then even after 3 times, it's still going to be chatzin esek because it's seres. Or do I say no? Since it's Alidei Shinoi, maybe it's Yotzo Mitoras Mitola Deregel. Or in Rashi, it's Yotzo, it's Nafka Mitola Deregel. Since it's Alidei Shinoi, and it has Tashlumen, therefore, of Karen, it has Tashlumen of. Well, since it's Alidei Shinoi, it's Nafka Mitoras Karen. And what's its. It's Nafka Mitola Deregel. And it's Nafka Midin Sayer. So Rashi is both Lashonis. It's Nafka Mitola Deregel. And therefore, it's nafka mi din seres, goes out of the din seres, and it becomes ordinary keren. And after 3 times, you become nezek shalom. That's how Rashi learns in the Lishna Kama, the bay of yesh hadoh lit seres. So the shaila is, Rashi and the Rifa asks, Rashi and the Ksaviyada asks, so the hainu bay of Rabbi Yirmiyahu. If you go as bay of Rabbi Yirmiyahu, but that's mamish the bay that we have later on. In it depends on the good size. But if you go later on in Vata, then that's the same bayah that Rabbi Yirmiyahu had. When you have Tzoras Alidei Shinoi, is it a total of the regular? Is it a total of the Karen? And actually, Rashi and Ksaviyada is Hainu bayah that Rabbi Yirmiyahu. Rashi and Rif is a little bit differently. Rabbi Zeri was Poshet, then it's Potter B'Shus Harabim. If it's Potter B'Shus Harabim, Tzoras Alidei Be'ita is Potter B'Shus Harabim, so what's the Mokum for the bayah over here? What's the Mokum for Rava's bayah? Rabbi Zeri already was Poshet, that it's Potter B'Shus Harabim. So it's a kashin lishna kam. So one possibility is that maybe lishna kam is not going to be bought. So that we were mefalpul in a lot if that's tenable or not tenable. Bottom line is it is tenable. It's problems and solutions, but bottom line, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole again, but bottom line, it is tenable. It could be the lishna kam is just not going to be bought. So that's it, finished, and you took care of that problem. There's no sukumar. Rav Zeri wasn't pushed, never spoke about the case of Tzoras Eli Deshino. Rav Zeri only talked about Tzoras Kir Chayim. So fine, so that's irrelevant. So Rav Sofik was Tzoras Eli Deshino. Maybe Tzoras Eli Deshino is Taka Nafka Mitola Deregel. Possibility number two is that maybe La'olam Rabbilish Nakama had the Gersu of Bata. But we can Mechalik between the Shema Mazik and the Tashlumen. That the Rav is the Rav Zera, the buyer that Rav Zera addressed, that Rosh Hashanah, and that has to do with the Shem HaMazik. The Shem HaMazik of Shem Regel is part of Rosh Hashanah, because the definition of Shem Regel is a Bir B'Steyach. The Mechai of Shem Regel is that the buyer will allow it to go into the Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, there's no Mechai for Shem Regel. No Chiv Shmir and Shem Regel, it's more later on your Testament base. But Urche, Chivzeno, Vichia, Chizeno, Viznova, Vielich. And Shem Regel, Rosh Hashanah, there's no Chiv Shmir at all. The whole Mechai was a Bir B'Steyach. So there, the Shail of Tzoras Halidei Shinoi goes to the heart of what Shema Mazik belongs to. Does it belong to the Shema Mazik of Karen or the Shema Mazik of Regel? That Rav Zeri was pushed that it belongs to the Shema Mazik of Regel. Tzoras belongs to the Shema Mazik of Regel. The Bay of Rav is, okay, granted that Tzoras belongs to the Shema Mazik of Regel, therefore it's called the Pshus Rabbim, because you need to be a B'Steyacher. But when it's Halidei Shinoi, since it went Halidei Shinoi, maybe the Torah's Tashlumen Shavoy will be the Tashlumen of Keren Tam. And since it's the Tashlumen of Keren Tam, so the Tashlumen will be Nafka from the Parshas Tashlumen of Chatzin Ezek Tzeres, and it'll go into the Parshas Tashlumen of Keren. And once it's in the Parshas Tashlumen of Keren, then it stays in the Parshas Tashlumen of Keren, and after 3 times it has it done, becomes Nezek Shalom. That was a possibility, perhaps, to reconcile to deal with the Lishna Kama, that it shouldn't be identical with the. It shouldn't be a steer to Rav Zeri's pshitus. Rav Zeri was pshitus, it's part of Rosh Hashanah, but there's still a mokum for the bayah of Yesh Hadol Tzeres. And I want to bring a chizik to this mahalach, because Rashi Behemshech brings Rabbeinu Chananel that Yatila Glolim, since it's Yesh Anol Ezeko, so it becomes Shein and it's Nezek Sholem, it doesn't have the din of Tzoros. And Rashi says, how could it be Shein? Shein is Ezeka de Gufa. Here it's not Ezeka de Gufa. Since it's not Ezeka de Gufa, it can't be Shein. It's Tzoros and therefore it's Regal. So you see, Rashi seems to make this yisoy that Shein is only Ezeka de Gufa. But if it's not Ezeka de Gufa, then it can't be Shein. What do you mean? Isn't that Baya de Rav? That's Rav's Baya. You have Shinui, but it's not Ezeka de Gufa. Is it Keren or is it Regal? Shachar, it's totally in Rav's Baya. Can something which is not Ezeka de Gufa still be Keren? So Rashi should have asked Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabbeinu Chananel, what are you saying? What are you saying? And so certainly it's a Baya de Rav, you should be less sure about it. That's what Rashi should have asked Rabbeinu Chananel. Again, because if you according to Rashi and Lishna Kama, what's Rav's Baya? You have something which is Tzoros, not Ezeka de Gufa, it's Tzoros. But on the other hand, it's Meshunah, maybe it's Keren. So you're telling me something could be Keren even though it's not Ezeka de Gufa. Well, something could be Keren without being Ezeka de Gufa. Meaning, if Tzoros could be Keren, so why can't Tzoros be Shein? So what do you want? What does Rashi want? The same way, Al Yidei Shinui, Rav has a sad that maybe it becomes Keren, and once it's Keren, it's no longer Tzoros. So the same thing could be by Shein. Once it's Yesh Anol Ezeka, it's Shein. And once it's Shein, it's no longer Tzoros. So what does Rashi want from Rabbeinu Chananel? If anything, Rashi should have asked Rabbeinu Chananel, how can you say that with such certainty, and you're reading that into the Gemara Daf Gimel, and the Gemara Daf Gimel didn't have any sfeikas, it's a suffix of Rav. That's not the way Rashi asked the Kashi. Rashi asked the Kashi, Kil Sador Poshet to Rashi, that if it's not Hezeka de Gufa, then it can't be Shein. It can only be Tzoros, and Tzoros is Regal. So what's going on? I thought this is a big chizik to what I'm assuming that Rashi goes with the Lishna Kama. I thought this is a big chizik to what I'm to this. I mean, maybe that Rashi is not Lishna Kama, so that's. But in the Chisaviyad, I think it's mafurish that he's chalik in Rabbeinu Chananel, even in the Lishna Kama. Yeah, if I remember, I checked it out. In the Chisaviyad, he says the same hasog in Rabbeinu Chananel, and in the Chisaviyad, it's muchach in that dibur itself that's the Lishna Kama talk. I remember now the Lashonis, but it's Mufal. Even the Lashon Kama, he asked this Kasha on Rabbeinu Chananel. So that's a Pella. What does he want from Rabbeinu Chananel? He should have asked a different Kasha on Rabbeinu Chananel. Hainu Bayad Nerova. But not Kilus. So Lafi Ador Meila is very good. Because Rabbeinu Chananel is talking with the Shem Amazik. Rabbeinu Chananel is saying, if it's Yesh Hanol Hezeko, so it's Nezek Sholem. It goes out of the parish of Tzuris. 1 second. But why not say the same thing in the Chiyuv Tashlumin? What did I gain? I want to say, Rashi, when he's arguing with Chananel, he's talking about the Shem HaMazik. So the Shem HaMazik about is not Shem. Because that is Eked HaGufa. How could it be Shem? Koich HaLav KaGufa in Svar. Rashi holds Koich HaLav KaGufa in Svar. Maybe like the Rif. We anyway have that Chesmin Rashi. Rashi holds Koich HaLav KaGufa in Svar. For other reasons, and at Kaponim, Rashi's kasha in the Rif is Svor Koyche is Lachke Gufa. So Shein is only Ezeka de Gufa. Koyche of Shein is not Shein. Elamai, we have the Hilchas of Tzoros. But if you're putting it in the Hilchas of Tzoros, then it's Katzin Ezek. So Rabbi Yochanan, what do you want? It's nothing to do with the Bayi Rova. The Bayi Rova is in the Chiv is in the parasha of Tashlumen. Maybe Keren Tam goes into the parasha of Tashlumen of Keren. Yeah, I'll ask me. But still, he should. Rabbeinu Chananel, maybe Rabbeinu. What's his kashya, Rabbeinu Chananel? Maybe Rabbeinu Chananel is also talking the parshas Tashlumen. Maybe since it's in the parshas Tashlumen of Shein, maybe since it's Yesh Anol Ezeko, it goes into the parshas Tashlumen of Shein. The answer is no. There's no reason it should go into the parshas Tashlumen of Shein. If it's not Ezeka the Gufa and it's Tzoros, then it's Regel. Why should I put it into the parshas Tashlumen of Shein? It's only by Keren Tam where it's different. Keren Tam, since There's a parsha of Tashlumen of Keren Tam, which is more kal than Chatzin Ezek Tzoros. Keren Tam is more kal than Chatzin Ezek Tzoros. It's Misalim Olim B'Gufo. It's a knas. So the first time the first three times, it's since there's a parsha of Tashlumen of Keren that's more kal than the parsha of Tashlumen of Tzoros, so he should be needing B'Kalim. We should give him the less chomer de kechiv tashlumen, which is the parsha tashlumen of Keren Tam. And what is in the parsha tashlumen of Keren Tam that even after three times it's going to remain in the parsha tashlumen of Keren Tam?
Yeah.
In other words, by shame, by hatoz glolim, when it's matal glolim, so it's not as ekad gufa, so I can't be mechayvet with the regular din of shame. I have to come out to the hilchas of tzaris. And tzaris is chatzin ezek. So why should I think now it's more chayv, more than chatzin ezek? I have to come out to the hilchas of tzaris, because it's not as ekad gufa. Once I have to come out to the hilchas of tzaris says that it's chatzin ezek. There's no reason to think it should be in the parsha tashlum of shame and be nezek sholem, mechatesa. It's not as chomer as shame. Shame is as eked the gufa. It's something that's not so chomer as shame. It's only tzaris. It's only kreicha. Elamai, I'm going to put into the hilchas of tzaris. So fine. So you managed to get into the hilchas of tzaris. It didn't get into the shame, but it got into the hilchas of tzaris. Tzaris is chatzin nezek. That's Rashi's hasaga and Rabbeinu Chana. Rabbeinu Chana, to get into shame, you have to be as eked the gufa. This thing didn't manage to get into this tzaris. This hatolis glolim, it applied for shame. It didn't get in. It's not as eked the gufa. So what could it be? It could be tzaris. Nuk tzaris is chatzin nezek. So that's his kashin of inchanan. But shenkin, in the case of rova, when it's the first three times, it's matis tzaris al yedei beito. It's matis tzaris al yedei shinui. So if it's tzaris, it at least be it's on the one end it's tzaris. Tzaris is chatzin nezek, but it's minalia. At least one side of the show. It might be minaliyah. It's memoinah, it's not knas. On the other hand, it's meshunah. Keren tam is a knas, and it's mishalim migufi for sure. So keren tam is more kal. So now I have a choice. What do I call this? Do I call it keren tam? Here it's a kula to call it keren tam. So since the first three times it's a kula to call it keren tam, so maybe taki gets the Torah's tashlumen, the lesser chiyuv tashlumen, the lesser parshas tashlumen of keren tam. But once in the lesser Parshas Tashlumen of Keren Tam, so then even after three times, when it becomes a mu'ud, it remains in the Parsha of Keren Tam, and now it's Nezek Shol. Better than that, I don't have in that Rashi under Menachem Hanan. Okay, anyway, that's the Lishna Kama of Rashi. The Etzem Chiluk between that Rav was Pshitulei and the Shema Mazik, and he was only Miboyle in the Torah's Tashlumen, is very much parallel to what we saw before in the Rif. That Rovo is Pshitule, that Tzoris is Chayav B'Shasarabim, because it's the Shema Mazik is Regal. It's Potem B'Shasarabim because the Shema Mazik is Regal. But it's Miboyle to Rovo if it's Mishalem Migufim and Aliyah, because he's had the Torah's Tashlumen, Rovo wasn't sure what Parsha Tashlumen belongs to. So therefore, here by Eshadol Tzoris, it's a similar thing. Rovo is Pshitule that the Shema Mazik is. The Shema Mazik is regal. It's Chayim Shesurab, like Rav Yirmi said later on. Even Ali Dei Be'ito, but he was Miboyle, Lagavi the Parshas, Lagavi the Torahs Tashlumen. It's still not so clear in this Mahalach. So fine. So we understand why Rav Zeira decided that it's Potem Shesurab because the Shema Mazik is regal. Rav still has a sofik in the Parshas Tashlumen. Is it nidin with the kulus of Keren Tam, and then it goes into the Parshas Tashlumen of Keren Tam, or does it? Since it's serious, it has the Parshas Tashlumen of. It definitely has the Parshas Tashlumen of Reg. What's not so clear is what was Rav Yirmiyah's sofik. Rav Yirmiyah had a sofik even legabi Rishus Rabbi. What was his sofik? Was he a sofik in the Shema Mazik? That has to do with what I spoke about. You know, actually, at the end of the sugya, was the gather of Rav Yirmiyah's sofik. That we already machir from the sugya that the Rav Yirmiyah's sofik was not what's the Shema Mazik. Rav Yirmiyah also agrees the Shema Mazik is regal. So look from the rise from Rav Yochanan and from the rise from. We'll come back to that at the end of the summary maybe, but from the end of the sugya what we talked about this morning when we finished the sugya, it's muchuk and the shakatay of the sugya that Rav Yirmiyah agrees to Rav Zeira the Shema Mazik is regal. that nobody is chayil kan. Shem Razik is a vada regel. Rav Yehuda made a suffik prati lagad rishus harabim. There may be a meisim mishuna rishus harabim as a chiyuv shmir, and therefore you chayiv on it even for regel. Fine. So that's in regard to the Lishna Kama Rashi. What about the Lishna Basra Rashi? Lishna Basra Rashi learns that the Baya of Yesh Adol Tzeres is talking about Tzeres Kiyo Chayim. Regular Tzeres. And Rav Sofag is, regular Tzeres after three times has become a mood and become Nezik Shalom. I, Rashi, in the Lishna Kama, ask the Lishna Basra, what kind of Hadok could you have for regular Tzeres? It's a mood mitzvah. The Behemoth is doing the normal, natural thing the first time. Why should it change after three times, after 100 times? Mali chadzim the mali meizim. What is hadom? What sense does it make to have hadom in Tzoros Kiruchayim? So we saw Tosfos is not a kasha. Tosfos is not a kasha. It doesn't say why it's not a kasha. Tosfos in the Baal Yechesem and Aleph, he just says that La Pirchi came in the dam Yerachmanu lekerem b'chatzin ezek shaychi be'adom. In the Tosfos Ben Aperitz, it's a little bit more of an arichus to be masbir. What's the svar of hadom? Even a Ben Aperitz is very soft, even after all of his arichus. I wanted to suggest pshat. I think it's close to the surface in Tosfos Ben Aperitz, that the pshat is that hadah that the Rabbi Ben Aperitz learned. It's takamuchachin in Tosfos Ben Aperitz. I think the idea of hadah is not merely the behemoth did a natural thing and now it became a natural thing. Even after three times, it's not a natural thing. The idea of hadah is that it's a tosefes in the chi of shmir of the Bible. The behemoth does an unnatural thing, but now the Bialim already have a see that this is what its behemoth does. So now they have a chiyuv shmir to be shomer even from something which is shloi kedakim, which is shloi ketiva. Anyway, it's a tosefes in the chiyuv shmir. So therefore, the Gemara thinks that even though tzoros is chatzi nezek, Rav asks himself, even though tzoros is chatzi nezek, but the Torah was only mechayev shmir and tzoros up to the level of chatzi nezek, but maybe ali they had hadah. It goes up to a chiyuv. There's a tesefus in the chiyuv shmirah, and that tesefus in the chiyuv shmirah should increase his culpability for the hazik of tzuras. When the parrot spoke out barichus, what are the study asofik of rova? Yesh adol tzuras, ein adol tzuras. He says the tzad that yesh adol tzuras is that hadoh is just like hadoh is meisiv chiyuv in keren tam, should be meisiv chiyuv by tzuras as well. Or Oidilma, he says, no, since you see that the Hilchus of Tzoros makes it Chatzin Ezek by regular Tzoros, even though in Svara Koichai Kigufay, should be Nezek Shalem, still is a Hilchus of the Chatzin Ezek, that Tzoros is Chatzin Ezek. So Mele Hilchus of Hiyumimena in the Grey. And Rabbeinu Peretz also adds, that the same thing would be relevant, the same Shaila Rava would also be relevant to a case of tzoros b'shus hanizik aliba derab tarfin. That according to the tzad that yesh adol tzoros, so b'shus hanizik it'll go up to nezik shalom. But according to tzad that ain't adol tzoros, so even b'shus hanizik hilchasehi that tzoros is always chatzin nezik. That was very sosim. Ma'ani shmita tzol asim. What does b'shus hanizik have to do with hadah? What does a tarfin have to do with hadah? If tzoros is mafka from hadah, so if tzoros doesn't have hadah, then it doesn't have reb tarfin's din either. And if it has hadah, then it has reb tarfin's din. Very sosim. But that's the only way to understand Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz is saying, what's the chatting of Tarfon? Why is Kerem B'shus HaNizik Nezek Shalom? Because B'shus HaNizik is a bigger Chiyuv Shmir. You shouldn't have let it go into B'shus HaNizik. So there's a bigger transgression of your Chiyuv Shmir. So Tzoros likewise. Tzoros is a cool Chiyuv Shmir. The Torah was only Mechayiv and Shmir up to the level of Chatzin Nezek on Tzoros. Every cool in the Tashlumen, not every, but the cool Tashlumen. Rabbi has this discussion there. He says Shem Beregel is a virus. Shem Beregel Shus Rabbim. He says that the posh that it's not only that you're not chayav. It's that you have no chiyuv shmir. That's the favorite Shem. You have no chiyuv shmir in Shem Beregel Shus Rabbim. Chiyuv zenev is no beelach. Rabbi is masufik about other kinds of pturim. Tomim ve'esh. You know, by bor you have a shavli odim chamar v'lekelim. Is that also a that it's not? There's not even a chiyuv shmira, or it's just a chiyuv, it's just a p'tur tashlumim. But upon him, I think in Rabbeinu Peretz saying the din of chatzin ezek tzoros is because you have a lesser chiyuv shmira on tzoros. But b'shus hanizik, there's a bigger chiyuv shmira, so maybe you should go up to nezek shalom. The same thing after hadah, you have a bigger chiyuv shmira, maybe you should go up to nezek shalom. By Dilma, He says, I do more, maybe not. Maybe since you see that, even my ordinary Tzara, it's in Svara, Kaychei Kegufoi. That's what he means. Kaychei Kegufoi, you have 100% Achiv Shmira. And yet the Torah said that Tzara is Chatzi Nezek, Hilchasi Umena in the Graya. So maybe you see that even when you have a maximum Achiv Shmira, Tzara itself, regular Tzara is a maximum Achiv Shmira. Kaychei Kegufoi, what's missing in the Achiv Shmira? And yet Tzara is Chatzi Nezek. So B'Shushan Nezek, what does it matter that you have a bigger Achiv Shmira? Or after Hadol, what does it matter that you have a bigger Chiyuv Shmir? You already had a full Chiyuv Shmir in regular Tzoros, and yet Hilchasi the Tzoros is only Chatzin Nezik. That's Rabbi Peretz in Masbidu, Sodi Abaye of Rova, according to the Lishna Basra. Fine, so the end of Rova is not Peshut that Shaila. That Taka means Abaye Deloy Ifshutu. Now, according to Lishna Basra, Rav is talking about a case of Tzoros Kirchayu. That means that there's no source in this Gemara for the notion that Rashi has in the Lishna Kama that Tzoros is automatically always a total direct. According to the Rashi Lishna Kama, Rav is talking about Tzoros Halidei Shinui, and yet he says, Idilma Tolu Deregalu. So you see that some of Tzoros, even when it's Mishunah, in order to be Karen, but it becomes Tolu Deregalu. Rashi did the same thing when he was talking to Rabbi Nachman. He said, what are you talking about Shane? What's Shane? It's told that it's Taurus. Taurus is always told of the Rebbe. According to the Lishna Basra, there's no mocha for that in Agamar. Rav is not talking about Taurus Yaladei Shimei. Rav is talking about Taurus Kiyur Chayu. Of course the Gemara says told of the Regalu. We expect it to be told of the Regalu. It's Taurus Kiyur Chayu. But for all we know, Taurus Yaladei, the Taurus of Shane, maybe is called Shane. It's Taurus of Shane. And Taurus of Karen could be Taurus of Karen. No, there's no Mokar, according to the Lishna Basra, there's no source in this sugya for the linkage between Tzoros and Regel. And in fact, that's like a Tosis, holds like Lishna Basra. And that is Tosis' Shita throughout. That this, just like the Tzoros in Regel, with all Dine Regel, the Tzoros in Karen with all Dine Karen, and the Tzoros in Shane with all Dine Shane. Tosis learns that's Chazir Hanover. Chazir Hanover is Tzoros of Shane. Tosis or Tzoros Halide Shino is Tzoros of Karen. And according to Tosfos, when Rabbi Yirmi asked about Tzoros B'shus Rabbim, is it Chayav, is it Potter, L'Kerim Midaminalei, I don't know the regel, he can't possibly be Goris Barato. Because if it was Tzoros Alidei Be'ito, then it would be Kerim Mamish. It would be Tzoros of Kerim, of course it would be Chayav B'shus Rabbim. And in fact, Tosfos on your test is not Goris Barato, Beferish in Tosfos. Kimat Beferish, there's not Goris Barato. That's the with Taisa Shita. Because if it was Bato, it would be Tzoros of Karen, which is Karen. Just like Chazir HaNoiver is Tzoros of Shane, which is Shane. So Bato is Tzoros of Karen, which is Karen, and it's Chayav B'shus Rabbim. So Taisa is not Takana Goris of Bato, that's Taisa's Lishitosim throughout. So that's Shita's HaTaisa's, and Rebbe Peretz Tosim refers that way, that the Tzoros of Regal, and the Tzoros of Karen, and the Tzoros of Shane. One would think that the Rashi and Lishna Basra could also hold that way. Rashi and Lishna Basra is also learning Rova's Toma Tzoros Kir Chayav. There's no source in this Gemara to link Tzoros in particular with Regel. And Rashi very well might think, and I thought for a long time, that Rashi and Lishna Basra are things like Tosfos, that the Tzoros of Regel, and the Tzoros of Shane, and the Tzoros of Karen. However, in fact, we saw in Rashi Miksavyad and Rashi Al-Arif that it's not true, that even in Lishna Basra, Rashi's Geiris Ubat of Erev Yirmiyah. Because Rashi and the Rif, and Rashi and Lishna in the Miksavyad, when he's wearing the Lishna Basra hat, asks on the Lishna Kama, how can you learn that? Rovas told him, "Sorry, Shini, Haylu Bayadir." That's the Bayer for Birmiyah, and if there was Peshut, that it's Regal. So you see that even though he's a Lishna Basra Rashi, he still has the Gir Subabato. Well, if you go to Subabato, that means you're telling me that there's a linkage between Tzoros and Regal, even when it's Mishunah. That means Tzoros is connected. The Halacha Mishunah of Tzoros is that it has to be Regal. So that's already a third sheet. But within the Lishna Basra, we have two possibilities. We have Tosfos, that Tzoros not necessarily Regal. Kriya Chayu, Tzoros is Regal. If it's Alidei Shinu, it's Tzoros of Karen. If it's Alidei Hano, then it's Tzoros of Shein. And Rashi himself in the Lishna Basra, at least in some Madurs, maybe it's not all Madurs, because Rashi in the Gimel sounds more like Tosfos, the Gimel of this. That the Hilchasa doesn't say that it has to be Regal. It's Regal because it happens to be Alidei Ragloi, but it doesn't have to be Regal if it would be some other Tzura of Tzuras. Sounds Rashi and Gimel sounds like it doesn't have to be regal, it could be other things. Rashi and Ksuba says, the Hilchasa says that it's regal. Could be even within the Lishna Basra, Rashi, there's different Maduras. Is he like Tosfos, or is he like Rashi on the roof? But at Kaponim, the way it appears in Rashi on the Riv, this is like a third sheikh, it's the Lushna Basra, which means in the Rovim itself, it doesn't, in Yesha Dola Tzuris, we're talking about Tzuris Kirchayim. There's no Gilui in this Sugya that was within of other kinds of Tzuris. But nonetheless, we see in Rav Yirmiyah that Tzuris Ali Deshino, you mistabra told of the Regalu, and all Tzuris are told of. All Tzuris are told of Regal. Then we have the Bayit for Rashi. Rashi, the Bayit, Yeshinu L'Tzuris, the Rabbi and Ezra. That's okay, what's the Tzuris of it? Also, the Gemara says that there's an Imtim Suleimah. That Rav's Bayit, Adol Tzuris, is built on an Imtim Suleimah from the Bayit of Rashi. What's the pshat in that Imtim Suleimah? So, the emesis, there would be a Mokum Blemah. If you hold like Rashi and Lishna Kama, this does not say any of the Rishonim, so I don't think this is the right, this is how they learned. But in theory, one could have learned, if you go like Rashi and Lishna Kama, that the relationship between Rav Ashi and Rova goes like this. Rav Ashi had a tzad that Yeshinu L'Tzoris, the Rabbi and Ezek, that tzad means that Tzoris could have, that Keren could have its own Tzoris. Because Rabbi and Ezek means that Tzoris and its Keren. The other tzad of Yeshinu L'Tzoris, the Rabbi and Ezek, is that Tzoris can't have Keren. I'm sorry, that Keren can't have Tzoris. Tzoris has to be regal. And therefore, if it's Tzoris and not Keren, if it's Keren, it's not Tzoris, and that's why it can't be Rabbi and Ezek. Because Moshe, if it's Tzoris, it's not Keren, so it's Chatzin Ezek Tzoris. If it's Keren, it's not Tzoris, so it's Chatzin Ezek Keren. Rova then is Miboyle, so then which one is it? Is it Chatzin Ezek Tzoris, or is it Chatzin Ezek Keren? Nafkiminu l'gavi hado. That would be a nice scheme, perhaps, in Chedmin. But Maisa, it's not Mashma anywhere in Rashi, any of the Maduras, but that's a Rashi learned Rav Ashi. So let's say that that's not the Mahal. So what exactly is the Suffolk of Rav Ashi, and how does it relate to the Suffolk of of Rav? So from Rashi himself, the way he's Masbir, we would like to listen to Rashi, the way he's Masbir, Rav Ashi's Bayah, seems that Rashi learned Rav Ashi's Bayah, that Be'etzem, the concept of Tammuz, is not limited to Keren. Tammuz is an idea in its own right. Tammuz is Mishal and Chatzin Nezer. The Torah says it by, meaning Tammuz means Mishunah the first three times. Mishunah the first three times pays Chatzin Nezer. That has nothing to do, per se, with what Avid belongs to. It happens to be that normally it's only Mishkachas by Keren, because if it's Mishunah, by definition, it's Keren. But in the case of Tzoris, where you could have Mishunah that's not Karen, that's Regal, so then you could have it by, you could have Tammuz by Regal as well. The Nidaner of Ashi has nothing to do, there's not a mention in Rashi, that Rav Ashi had an issue whether it's Regal or whether it's Karen. Loyal Zan Adon, it makes no difference to us, whether it's Regal or whether it's Karen. One way or another, it's Tam. It's the first few times, it's a Tam, and a Tam should be Chatzin Ezek. So what's the Suffolk of Ashi? Suffolk of Rashi is, since this is a case of Tzoris, Tzoris starts off as Chatzin Ezek. What is the nature of the Chatzin Ezek of Tzoris? Is the Chatzin Ezek of Tzoris a Tashlum and Shleimim? It's like a Muodus, it's a Tashlum and Shleimim in its own right. And if it's a Tashlum and Shleimim in its own right, then in a case of Shinui, it could have its own Tammuz. If Tzoris, the Chatzin Ezek of Tzoris, is the Tashlum and Shleimim of Tzoris. Tzoris, for Tzoris, this is the Tashlum and Shleimim. Regular Tzoris, Tzoris Kiru Chayim. If Chatzin Ezek of Tzoris is a Tashlum and, it's a full Tashlum and, what that means exactly, but well, it's somehow it's a Tashlum and Shleimim. It doesn't go anymore, it's a Tashlum and Shleimim. This is the maximum. You max out Tzoris, when you pay in full for Tzoris, you pay Chatzin Ezek. So then, when you do it Al Yedei Shinui, then it could have its own Tammuz. That Tzoris Al Yedei Shinui is a Revi and Ezek. And after three times, it graduates to the Mu'odus of Chatzin Ezek Tzoris. So that's Yedei Shinui, the Tzoris, the Revi and Ezek. On the other hand, the other side of the Bayah is that maybe Chatzin Ezek Tzoris can't have a Tammuz because it itself is a kind of Tammuz. It's Chatzin Ezek Tzoris is not a Tashlum and Shleimim. It's a kind of Tammuz. You pay less than the full amount that you really should be culpable for. And if it's a Tammuz, it can't have its own Tammuz. There's no Tammuz to a Tammuz. So then there's a Sophic. This Tammuz of Tzoris Yesh adol l'tamazu. If chatzi nezik tzeres is already a kind of muadus, so you can't have a hadol achar hadol. But if chatzi nezik tzeres is a kind of tamus, then maybe this kind of tamus also has a hadol. Maybe not. Maybe ain't hadol tzeres. Maybe this kind of tamus doesn't have hadol. Maybe only the tamus of shin of mshuna has hadol. Maybe the tamus of tzeres doesn't have hadol. Anyway, the lashon is Rashi. That's clear, and that's how Rashi presents the baya of Rashi. So again, I think it's Meduyik and the Rashi's. They were not interested whether it's Karen or whether it's Rebbe. Doesn't matter. The shal is chatzin ezek tzoris a muodus or a tamus. If it's a tamus, it could have a further tamus if you do it alei deshinu. But then it can't have a hadok because ain't hadok after achar hadok. On the other hand, if it's itself a tamus, then it can't have a tamus, but it might have after three times. Maybe every tzoris acquires a muodus. Anyway, that I think is what the lashonis of Rashi, say. And that's the Imtim Suleimah. That's the Imtim Suleimah of the Gemara. Imtim Suleimah, that Tzoris does not have a Tamus, because it itself is a Tamus. Does that Tamus, Yesh Ha'adol L'Tamuzu, that's Lashon Rashi. Tosis, however, is a different Mahalach in Rav Ashi. Remember, Tosis holds that Karen has its own Tzoris. This Tzoris of Karen, this current Tzoris of Shein. So when Rav Ashi's talking about Shein and Tzoris, then it's, why not? It's Tzoris of Karen. Why shouldn't Tzoris of Karen be Revi and Ezek? It's not Regal, it's Karen. That's by Tosis, that's a given that every that Tzoris of Tzoris Ali De Shinui is a Karen that could Tzoris. Tzoris no connection. So why shouldn't it be Revi and Ezek? So Rabbeinu Peretz speaks out that the suffix is how to define what does Chatzin Ezek Tzoris mean when the Torah said Chatzin Ezek Tzoris? Or when the Hilchus said Chatzin Ezek Tzoris, does the Hilchus mean half of the value of the behemoth? What does it mean? Half of what you would have paid if it would have been Hezekah Degufa. If Chatzin Ezek Tzoris means half of what you would have paid if it would have been Hezekah Degufa, well, if it would have been Hezekah Degufa, it would have still have been Karen, so it would have been Chatzin Ezek, so now it's Revi and Ezek. But if Chatzin Ezek Tzoris means half of what the behemoth is worth, so Chatzin Ezek Tzoris pays half of what the behemoth is worth, Karen Tam pays half of what the behemoth is worth, so it's just the same half, so it's not going to go down to Revi and Ezek. Why should it go down to Revi and Ezek? That's the Sofer of Rashi, whether or not Yeshinu L'Tzoris to Revi and Ezek. That's what Rabbeinu Peretz explains. So then what's the connection to Rava? Like, okay, fine. So even if Yeshinu L'Tzoris to Revi and Ezek, but now you have Hador, and maybe there's Hador for both. Maybe there's Hador for the Tamus, and there's Hador for the Tzoris. And it goes from Revi and Ezek to Ezek Shalom. So Rabbeinu Peretz says, no, it can't be, because Hador can't make Kifle Kiflai. Yes, I needed a hesper. Why can't Hador make Kifle Kiflai? If Hador takes care of the Tamus, it makes it Muvados. And it takes care of the Tzoris, and it makes it Hador Tzoris. So why can't it go Kifle Kiflai? What is their rule? Can't be Kifle Kiflai? So I thought, here also you see this word, that Hador, the Pshad in Hador is, it's a Tesefes in the Chiyuv Shmir. Because there's a Tesefes in the Chiyuv Shmir, so you become Chayav more. But how much more? The Torah said Kiflai. Kifle, not Kifle Kiflai. The Torah said that the tesefes in the chiyuv shmirah, which results from a hador, doubles your chiyuv. Okay, so if my chiyuv was Revi and Ezek, so the tesefes in the chiyuv shmirah can only make my chiyuv into chatzin ezek, but never into nezek shalom. Since that's a given that I can't have a hador, it makes me chayiv kifle kiflayim. So if shini l'tzoris is Revi and Ezek, then even after hador, it'll only be chatzin ezek. I asked him in the parents, okay, fine. So by Karen Ali Deshini, can only go up to Chatz. By Tzoris Deshini, can only go up to Chatz and Ezek. Maybe Tzoris Kirchai could go up to Nezek Shalom. So he says, no, because if Tzoris Ali Deshini doesn't go up to Nezek Shalom, that means the part that when the Torah talked about Hador, it talks about Nezek Shalom. And if by Tzoris of Shini it only goes up to Chatzin Ezek, that means when the Torah talked about Hador, it wasn't talking about Tzoris. Well, if it wasn't talking about Tzoris by Karen, then how can it apply to Tzoris by Regal? Iker Hador be Karen Siv. No, it's a longer in appearance of it. We talk about it a lot. No, he's busy with the Chesmin of Sukkot. Hador, it's for sure, it can't make Kifli Kifli. So that's for sure, you can't go up to Revi and Ezek and Ezek Shalom. So if Shini L'Tzoris makes Revi and Ezek, the Hador will maximally make Chatzin Ezek. Which in effect means that the Hador took the time into a mood, but didn't affect the Tzoris. So if it didn't affect the tzaris by karen, it doesn't affect the tzaris by regal either. Then we have the Bible of Rashi, Koyach Koyach L'Sumchus Mal. The Sumchus have a Hilchus of a Koyach Koyach, he doesn't have a Hilchus of a Koyach, he maybe has a Hilchus of a Koyach Koyach. The Rosh says, okay, fine, so that's negated to Sumchus, but in the Rabbonon, it'll have a B'chayev Chatzinezek. The Sofik is the Sumchus have a Hilchus of a Koyach Koyach, if he doesn't, it's Nezek Shalom. So you see that in Svar, Koyach Koyach should be Chayev. Shalis, is there a Hilchus to be Megarei to Chatzinezek according to Sumchus? Fid Rabbonon, Koyach Koyach is Chayev. In Svara, we have a Hilchus of Tzoros that makes it Chatzinezek, so it'll be Chatzinezek. So that's the Shittus HaRosh, that LaHalocha, Koyach Koyach is Chatzinezek, no different than Koyach. On the other end, the Rambam and Tosus hold that Koyach Koyach is a Sofik. The Sofik of Sumchus, whether Koyach Koyach is Kekoyach, is relevant to the Rabbanon also. And if Koyach Koyach is Lav Kekoyach, then according to the Rabbanon, you're Potter. And the Rambam holds Koyach Koyach is Potter Bebada, not even a Sofik. So what's the pshat? If Koyach Koyach according to Rabban is potter, so why was it poshut the Gemara that in Sumchus it's chayav? Maybe in Sumchus it's also potter. Maybe there's no hilchus and Koyach Koyach is potter. Manishtanu. So he said that it means like Koyach Koyach is a shem b'fnei atzmei. Shem b'fnei atzmei, but still worst case scenario, it's a tol. So in Sumchus, a tol is also chayav. So if there's no hilchasa, Koyach Koyach is a tolda of Koyach, which is a tolda of regel and Yechayv Nezek Shalom. And if there is a hilchasa, then it's Chatzi Nezek, Manashach, it's not going to be Yipotah. But in the Rabbonon, yeah, in Svara, Koyach Koyach is a tolda. But if since Rabbonon have a hilchasa of Tzoros, in the hilchasa of Tzoros it says the tolda the same lab creates of him. Since in the hilchasa of Tzoros it says tolda the same lab creates of him, that Koyach is a tolda of regel, but it's a tolda that's not Koyachibai. So then Koyach Koyach, which is a tolda of a tolda, so it's also Lav Koyach Tzibay. And it doesn't have the Hilchus of Chatzin Ezek, so Me'el Koyach Rabban, Koyach Koyach is Potter. And the Ram holds that's not even a Sofik, that's the Svar Pshuta, Koyach Koyach is a Shem B'fnei Atzmai. And Tosis learns that that's Shaila itself, whether Koyach Koyach is a Shem B'fnei Atzmai, that itself is the Sofik in Sumchus, whether Koyach Koyach is Kikoyach. Because if Koyach Koyach is Kikoyach, that means it's not a Shem B'fnei Atzmai, it couldn't have its own Hilchus. For it to have its own hilchus, it has to be a shem b'fnei atzmei. Well, once it's a shem b'fnei atzmei, if it's a shem b'fnei atzmei, which is Rav Ashi Sofik, but if it's a shem b'fnei atzmei, then according to the Rabbanan, that tolda, which is a shem b'fnei atzmei, is a tolda of a tolda, and told the same lav k'yetzbem, and it doesn't have a hilchus, so it'll be potter. And the Rambam holds, no, that's not the Sofik of Rav Ashi. That's Rav Ashi had a Sofik about the hilchus. That koyach koyach is a shem b'fnei atzmei, that's a double poshut. And therefore, according to the Rabbanan, told the same lav k'yetzbem, and you're potter legamri. Then the Goyin asked the Kasha, both in the Toshis and the Rambam, for the Moron Yechesem at Aleph. Because the Moron Yechesem at Aleph says that, and it's sad that Bosom Ekoraz Linon, so if the Tarnagol drops the Dli and the Dli breaks, so on the Dli you pay Nezek Shalom because Bosom Ekoraz Linon, even going to Rabbanon of Sumpus. But on the Kli Hasheni you pay Chatzin Nezek because it serves. Why is it serves? It's Koyach Koyach, it should be Potter. So I want to say with this Mahalach, that Koyach Koyach in Svara Koyach is only potter according to Rabbanon because there's a Hilchasa that told the same life creates of him. And the Hilchasa says that Tzoros is a told of Regal and Tzoros of Tzoros is and it's life creates of him. And Tzoros of Tzoros therefore is also life creates of him. Tzoros is a told of Regal and it's a told that's life creates of him, but it's Chatzin Ezek. And Koyach Koyach is a which is the Tzoros of Tzoros, is another Shem B'fnei Atzmei. It's another Tolda, and that Tolda already doesn't have the Hilchasa, so that Tolda will be Potter. But if you go Bosom Eikara, so when the Tarnagel breaks the Dli, when the Tarnagel breaks the rope and the Dli falls, so you go Bosom Eikara, it says Eke Degufa. It's not Tzoros. And even when the Dli hits the ground, that's just the culmination, the consummation of the Maisa Shfir that happened when it broke the Chevel. So even when it hits the ground, that's Hazeket the Gufa. It's regal. It's not Tzoros. So since when it hits the ground, it's regal. So then when the Kli Hasheni is just Tzoros of regal is Chatzin Ezek Tzoros. In physics, it's Koyach Koyach. But when I'm measuring Av Tolda, so the Dli hitting the ground, that's not a Tolda. That's not a Tolda. That's the Av regal. So its next Dli, the Kli Hasheni. That's the first tolda. The first tolda, that's the halach of Tzoros, not of Koyach Koyach. Kaychaychi is when it's a told of tzaris. A told of tzaris is potter. But a told of hezeka de gufa is that lezeno kayim tzaris. Then we had the bayah for Vyomiyu, that we talked about almost today at the beginning. The bayah for Vyomiyu about it, Vishus Aratman. If you're not going to Subarato, so it's a shayla about tzaris in general. If Vyomiyu had a sofek, maybe all tzaris have dina keren. And the Gemara's question, no, tzaris have dina, tzaris, kurchayu, have dina regal. Like the Gemara says in the Dafkim Alumid base. Lamai hilchus akar le told the regal, to pay to Vishus Aratman. That's what Rava says. That's like a Yumi that it's both the Rishus Rabbah. Rav Yumi of Har, that's like a Zera. Rav Yumi of Har had said that every Tzaris is Karen. Since it has Chat, since it's Chat in Ezek, maybe it has Kol Dine Karen. And Rav Zera is patient. No, Tol with the regal. Tzaris is a Tol with the regal. At least Tzaris Kiru Chayim. Maybe other Tzaris, according to Tosis, Rav Zera was only patient Tzaris Kiru Chayim. Tzaris Ali Dei Shina is Taka Karen. Tzaris Ali Dei Hanoi is Taka Shein. But Tzaris Kiru Chayim is Mesabah Tol with the regal. That's if you're not going to If you go to Subrata, so that means regular Tzoris for sure is regular. Nobody had any doubt about that. The Shaila is Tzoris Aliyadei Shinu. The Tzoris Aliyadei Shinu, you're told to the regal. Presumably because the Hilchasa says that it's a told to the regal. That's how Abzer, in fact, is patient. The Tzoris Aliyadei Shinu is a told to the regal. Because the Hilchasa says that Tzoris is a told to the regal. Or, Rav Yirmi is not sure. Or maybe, says Rav Yirmi, maybe Lekeren Midaminalei. So that's what we talked about this morning. I mean, the beginning of Shir. And yesterday, what's the pshat in Rabbi Yirmiyah Sofik? Is Rabbi Yirmiyah Sofik lekeren midaminalei that maybe Tzoris Ali Deshini becomes Karen? Similar to Rova Sofik, that maybe it's Nafka Mitaris Regal. Or does Rabbi Yirmiyah agree that it's a Tolda of Regal? Rabbi Yirmiyah just holds Lagabi Rishis Harab, Lagabi Lepoitri Rishis Harabim. Maybe we learn out from Karen that a Maisa Mishuna is Chaya Rishis Harabim. But to be masber, since we learn out from Karen, there's a chiyuv shmir on a mice and a shun of a shesarabim. So now there's a chiyuv shmir on yichayev v'shein v'regel, as well. I thought from the hemshich hasugah, then I'm not going to go over again today because that was mamshus yesterday's shir, shouldn't need it, and this morning's shir. But from the hemshich of the sugya, I think it's more ma, it's mukuch the second way. That everybody agrees it's a told of the regel, and it's tzoris. Sofik is, but maybe it's tzoris regel. But if it's aliyadei shini, maybe it's chayev v'shesarabim. It's a shayla specifically legabe. And maybe this is the hazard because it has to do with the chiyuv, shmir. We'll get to the sugya of kishkus shabbos nova mitzvah shem, and we'll see also in Rishonim similar ideas that the din of karen b'shus a regel shen regel b'shus rabim being potter has to do with the chiyuv shmir. And the difference between karen and shen regel has to do with the chiyuv shmir. For karen you have a chiyuv shmir, shen regel you don't have a chiyuv shmir, and therefore it may sometimes not matter whether technically it's karen or technically it's shen regel. What matters is do I have the chiyuv shmir or I don't have the chiyuv shmir. So that was the bayah of Rabbi Yirmiyah, and Rav Zera was pashut to mistab with Tolda Deregel. You have to know why Rav Zera was pashut to mistab with Tolda Deregel. There should be a chiyuv shmir, it's a ma'aseh mishuna, maybe there should be a chiyuv shmir. Here's Lod Lamadon. Why was he taka pashut to mistab with Tolda Deregel? Rav Zera has a point. If it's mishuna, let's taka learn out from Karen that there's a chiyuv shmir and a ma'aseh mishuna. Why was Rav Zera pashut otherwise? Because the sheen is that nicker in the be'ita. Play there. I don't know. That's the yesh lod nivakach. Play there. Then just a couple of minutes. The Rambam. First of all, the Rambam is mashmit the bayah of Rav Yesh Adol Tzaris. The Rambam doesn't bring. Why was he mashmit it? Probably many possibilities. But the simplest possibility is the Rambam learned Yesh Adol Tzaris. He's talking about Tzaris Kiru Chayil. And he learned Pshat, like Tosfos, like Lusna Basra, Tzaris Kiru Chayil. And the Rambam held that the side of the Sofik is whether it's Tashlumi, whether it's Tzoris Kiru Chayu, it's Tashlumi Regal, or maybe since it's Chatzin Ezek, it's Tashlumi Keren. Similar to Rav Shailon Amin Aleph, whether Chatzin Ezek Tzoris is Mishalim Migufo Yom Min Aliyah. And just like the Rif says, just like the Ramban says in the Rif, that the Rif and the Rambam, for that matter, were Mashmid Rav's Bayan Amin Aleph. Because Rav Papa was Mechriya, the told of the Regalu. So for Rava's Bayi also, Tzara Yeshadol Tzaris, Rav Papa was Mechriya, told of the Regalu. If it's told of the Regalu, then it's Tashlumi Regalu. If it's Tashlumi Regalu, then it's Mshalim and Aliyah, and it has no Hadar. That's a simplest answer. Then, as far as Rav Asher's Bayi, Yeshadol Tzaris, that the Ram does, Yeshinu Tzaris, Rav Yenezek, that the Ram does bring as itself. And the Ram passes, he tofes lema kinemine, because that's the Ram shita all by all sleika didina. But the Ram has an extra wrinkle that he says there's a difference between Rishus Rabim and Rishus HaYochid. Rishus HaRabim, the mazik is potter, but if the nizik was tofes reveal lema kinemine. But Rishus HaNizik, the mazik has to pay revia nezik, but if the nizik was tofes chatzi nezik lema kinemine. And Mitzim Yodah. So the chayyim of Shad and the Ram is that the Ram learned that the bayah of Ravashi, the yisoid hadavar, not like the ma'achon that we said in Ravashi before. The Ram learned the yisoid of the bayah of Ravashi is tzuris el deshinui. Does it have dinei keren or does it have dinei red? That's the chayyim, not like any of the ma'achon we said before. And therefore, the nafkamin and the suffolk will be not only the gabi revi and ezek, but it'll also be a nafkamin for rishus rabim and rishus ayochid. So therefore, if Yeshinu is Sarah's Rabbi and Ezek, that means Sarah's Yeshinu is Karen, so it'll be Chai Bishus Rabbim and only Rabbi and Ezek. Maximum. If Yeshinu is Sarah's Rabbi and Ezek, that means Sarah's Yeshinu is Regal. If it's Regal, then it's Potter Bishus Rabbim, but it's Chai of Chatzin Ezek. So therefore, Bishus Rabbim, if it's Regal, you're Potter Gamrit. If it's Karen, it's Rabbi and Ezek. So maximum, you could be talking to Rabbi and Ezek, and really, he doesn't have to pay at all, because maybe it's Regal and he's Potter. But maybe it's Karen with Toifus Revi and Ezek. Which is Hanizik, he's for sure Chai of something, whether it's Karen or Regal, he's Chai of something. But maybe it's Karen, you only Chai Revi and Ezek, so that's what he has to pay. But maybe it's Regal, so he could be Toifus Chatzi, he could be Toifus Chatzi in Ezek. Chai is the point to. Chai is what's Taka the Havana? Is Ravashi had a Sufik Taka in the Hilchas of Tzuris? Is the Hilchas of Tzuris Halide Shinu? Like, what's the Havana in the Rashi Sofik? Fine, so his Sofik is Tzuris Ali Deshini Regal or Keren. So what does that mean? If there's a Hilchas that all Tzuris is Regal, then it should be Regal. And if there's no such Hilchas, like Tysus holds, there's no particular Hilchas that Tzuris has to be Regal, so then why can't it be Keren? Rashi was Mesupik in that. We know it's Machlaikas that say Tysus and Rashi. Rashi holds as a hilchus that Tzoris is regal, and Tosfos holds no, Tzoris doesn't have to be regal. Tzoris could be Shein, Tzoris could be Karen, Tzoris could be whatever you want. According to the Rambam, that was Ravashi's suffolk. Is there a hilchus that Tzoris has to be regal, but Tzoris, or maybe not Tzoris, Ali Deshini could become Karen? That's very tamur to say that Ravashi had a suffolk in the halacha of Mishina. Ravashi and Tosfos could argue about halacha of Mishina that Ravashi should have a suffolk in it. Maybe, but that's very 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 mechudish. I was thinking that no, that's for sure. That there's no hilchus of the tzoris has to be read. There's no particular hilchus of the tzoris has to be read. The nekudas asofik of Rashi is that when you have tzoris aliday beito, so even though it's a shinui, but in the hatzos tzoris itself, you don't see the shinui. When you step on a kli, you kick it. So kicking it is a different ma'aseh mazik than stepping on it. But by tzoris. Once the tzoris are in the air, or once the tzoris, well, when the tzoris hit the nizik, nobody knows if it was Ali David. It's a different, it's the same ma'aseh mazik. It's the same atos tzoris. So that's the sofik. Is the shinui nikir? Do I say that since at the end of the day, the origin of the tzoris was Ali David shinui? So that's called a ma'aseh. That's called keren. Do I say no? Since hatozah tzoris is urche, the behemoth is it's normal for the behemoth to be matzah tzoris. Hatozah tzoris is a normal thing. So even though this particular tzor was alidei beito, but hatozah tzoris is urche. So maybe that's called urche. And then it's very similar to the sofik of Rabbi Mamam, which we can talk about today, which is if it's going b'mokim she efshir el alidei hatozah tzoris ubo'ato. Do I say well? But here tzoris is normal. Do I say yeah? But at the end of the day, it came alidei beito. Rabbi Mamam's sofik will be like an intim suleimer of Ravashi sofik. And it's in the Rambam, because the Rambam is kol Rabbi Mamam sofik in Ravashi sofik. When he brings Ravashi sofik, he says, he has the sofik with Rishrabim Shishyochet, the way I said before, and then he said, afilu b'malkam shiyesh elim ken tatis seris, it also goes into the sofik. So the way the Rambam, it's not a raya, because it's just in the chesh mehalocha, it comes out that way anyway, but the way the Rambam wraps it all together, gives a chizik to this idea, but that's how the Rambam understood the sofik. Not a sofik, is there a hilchus? There's no hilchus that it has to be regal. But it's a suffik in svara. I'm a stabber. I've actually had a suffik in the lachlan of Moshe Messina. It's a suffik in svara. Tzoris halidei shini. Do I look at it as a meisim mishuna? Or do we say no? But tzoris is urche. And And even if it's not Urchei, but B'mokim She'efshira Elulahat the Soros, maybe there it's certainly Urchei. And then lastly, we have the Rambam about Hoshit about a Tarnagel. The Rambam has this strange psak that if the Tarnagel put its head into the Kli and it was full of Bizroni, so that's Urchei, so that's Soros. And it's Chayav Chatzin Ezek Soros. But if the Rambam, but if the Tarnagel put its head into an empty Kli, so that's Mishunne, so then it pays Chatzin Ezek Kechol HaKrosos, meaning Chatzin Ezek of Keren Tam. So Rambam says, what happened to Ravin Ezek? The Rambam says by Rav Ashi, by the Rambam Paskin said that it's a Bible of Shetah, and therefore you only have Ravin Ezek by a Shinu with service. So that should be the case of Ravin Ezek, not Chatzin Ezek. And then the Kash is even more, because the Rambam's Pesach by Tarnagel is not like any of the Sodom, like either of the Sodom of Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi has two Sodom. Yeshinu Lusaris the Ravin Ezek, the way the Rambam learns. Yeshinu Lusaris the Ravin Ezek means that it's Keren, and it's Saris, and therefore it's Ravin Ezek. Tzad of Chatzin Ezek is that it's not Meshunah. I don't see the Shinui in the Hatozah Saris, and I look at it as Regal. So what the Rambam says the Feresh. The Tzad of Chatzin Ezek is like a Pot of Shusram. That's why with Shusram you can't even tell if it's Chatzin Ezek. Because if it's Regal, it's Pot of Shusram. No, it's more in the Rambam. The Tzad of Rav Ashi are it's Keren and it's Ravin Ezek, or it's Chatzin Ezek and then it's Regal. But by the case of a Tarnagel that puts its head into an empty jar, the Rambam says it's Chatzin Ezek of Keren. He says, Chatzin Ezek Kechol HaKnosos. That's not like either of the Sodei HaSofik or Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi HaSofik, it's Ravin Ezek of Keren or it's Chatzin Ezek of Regal. By Hoshet the Tarnagel is Hoshet the Rambam passes that it's Chatzin Ezek of Keren. Hi, Mike. Copy that second question. That's not exactly the Rabbi's question. Rabbi just asked, should be Ravin Ezek? I'm asking, even if it's Chatzin Ezek, but should Chatzin Ezek of Regal, not of Keren? So, copy that second question. Maybe it's better with what we just said. Rav Ashi thought that if it's sad in Rav Ashi that it's Chatzin Ezek of Regal, it's because the Shini is not Nikar in the Hatozah Saris. Because the Dvehim is Matah Saris all the time. So, you don't see the Shinu, even though it happened to be Ali Deb Ito, but Hatozah Saris per se is maybe that's Ruchay. Losh Rambam is, I raise a suffix if it's called the Shina. Hatozah Saris, Ali Deb Ito. Rambam said, Dover suffixu if it's called the Shina. By the Tarnagel doesn't break jars all the time. It only breaks jars when it sticks its head into them. Not like an opera singer, it only breaks jars when it sticks its head into them, which is already Mishunna. So there the Shina is Nikr in the Shura, it's Nikr in the Maisa Hezek. So that's what there is for sure, Karen. Yeah, but let it be Ravin Ezek. That's the Lashvet. So then we had a Rav Zalman's right. That's only Ravin Ezek when the Tzuris, the Maisa Mazik is Mishunna. Here, the Shina is in the preface to the Maisa Mazik. So it's Mishunna, and you have to have two things. You have to have the Pshi of the Bailim, and you have the Maisa Mazik, which is, that's sound. I mean, that's probably true. That's Babakana, probably 101, that you need the Koshechavti Bishmira, so you need the Pshi of the Bailim. But that by itself is just Gromo. You also need the Niske Behemta, Shari Bishari Mimoyni Husha Hizik, like the Rama writes in the beginning of Niske Momen. So here, the Shinui is in the Chavti Bishmira. I let my Tarnagel put its head in the bottle. But the Maisa Mazik, Shari Mimoyni Hizik, is not Mishunah. So Rav Zalman says that in such a case, the you don't multiply the two Chatzin Hiziks by each other. Because it's not that it's the Maisa Mazik is Tzoris, but it's not Mishunah. The Hoshet Tarnagel is Roshay is Mishunah, but nothing to do with Tzoris. So therefore, it's two different reasons to be Chatzin Ezek. But they're not in the same place. So it doesn't become Ravin Ezek. Maybe that's what Mrs. Zalman's about. Yeah, you know, I'm not sure. Well, like it or not, that's Mrs. Zalman's about. I don't, you know, better I don't have. So that's Mrs. Zalman list around. Okay, that's it. So tomorrow, Mr. Shem will go, famous to go back to Shabbos Novel. Take a look on Kishnev Novel. It's good to see the Rashba and the Ravid. The Yeshiva brings the Ravid.
Anyone know what that was?
Yeah. 2 minutes.
Okay, 1 second.